100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And, well, the topic this week was intake, and we got quite a few stories in, and y'all are keeping up and being creative and sharing, and that's really cool. And I want to share what you have shared with me out there to all the subscribers. So let's go ahead and hear the stories, and I'll be back with you in a whittle in a little bit. Stumbling over my words there, I guess.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my little story this week. Paul has changed his name. It's helped him get a job at one of the most exclusive private schools in the country. Their intake is small, but each year there's always a few new girls. He's working as a caretaker, and he's upstairs cleaning when they arrive. He props on his mop to watch the parade of posh cars screech to a halt on carefully combed gravel. The girls' uniforms are crisp, with blazers slightly too long in the arm. There's a smell of freshly sharpened pencil lingering in the air. He licks his lips, ready for a clean start. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 887 with the prompt of intake. This is my story. Bilbert's superpowers made the old man hanging below him almost weightless. He would regain his full weight if Bilbert just opened his hand. Bilbert shook the man. How high do you think you would bounce? With a quick intake of breath, the man shouted, She's in a well to the north. Just put me down in the cabin first, and I'll take you to her. I'm not as dumb as you look, Bilbert said. Take me to Linoleumanda, then I'll let you go. Bilbert dropped low enough for Sabrina to hear him. Follow me. We're going to get Linoleumanda. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard. And if this morning my story is accompanied by some strange creaks and squeaks, it's because my chair is broken. If you hear a scream and a thud, it's because it's broken completely. And I'm on the floor. Here's my story on the topic intake. My sharp intake of breath had nothing to do with my son, against all odds, getting good exam results. You might think it was because, totally unexpectedly, he had straight A's in every subject he'd taken. But even then, you'd be wrong. You'd be getting slightly warmer if you thought my shocked expression and nervous laugh were consequences of learning that his success had secured him a place at the top university in the country. But that's still not it. My sharp intake of breath was solely due to the obscene amount it would cost me to send him there. All done, and I'm still here. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They told him no one would force him to eat only fruit, and he was fine with that. He would eat meat too. Not here you won't, they said, smiling that placid smile of veggie eaters. But he knew what to do. He'd eat their fruit, and then he'd sneak out. He was only there because she forced him to go. You need to lose weight. Well, not by eating a ton of fruit, he thought, when they caught him at the local diner, eating a steak, they cried, "Poor animal!" He was offended and replied, "I'm not an animal." And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Weight control is simple. It's just a matter of balancing food intake with how much energy you expend. Eat less, move more, and you'll lose weight. On the other hand, eat more and move less, and the pounds will pile on. Since you're unable to move at all, and the feeding tube is working overtime, I think you can see where this is going. And once you're so obese, you couldn't move, even if you wanted to. I'm going to slit your throat, cut you into pieces, and enjoy feasting on your flesh. I'll freeze whatever I can't use immediately.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called, And the Moment Passed. Barry stared at a square foot of the wall in front of him. Every molecule of that square chronicled his life, and though not judgmental, mocked him all the same. He had taken a job as an intake clerk, a summer job that would lead to a position of power and importance. He was going places. What happened to poor Barry can only be explained as the weight of the Patrick principle. You lower to the level of your least skill. If there was a glass ceiling, there has to be a glass floor. And on it is written, intake clerk. And a continuation of, as to the reason of my absence. To understand how my oldest friend ended his life turfed from one medical corporation to another, we'll need a bit of geographic background. California is insanely wealthy. No, I mean streets paved with gold wealthy. Each part of the state has its own product of wealth. Hollywood, Silicon Valley, military industrial complex, damn Tesla. Our little corner of paradise is grapes. In the wine country, families rule, and the head of those families fear nothing so much as the dark shadow of death. You can't believe the amount of cash they pour into hospitals. Heavy on cardio. We're talking wings. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tora Berzoino here with a story on the word intake. I'm God. Ask me anything. A sharp intake of breath went through r/AMA, and the questions started. Why is there evil? You run the show, that's the deal. What about natural disasters? It builds character. Can you make a rock so heavy you can't lift it? It's called a black hole. Do we have free will? I knew you'd choose to ask that. What must I do to be saved? Treat people right, listen to your parents, eat your greens, walk a few miles every day. You already know this. What were you expecting? What are you expecting? Surprise me.
Greetings, Jay Radimus, back for another weekly challenge. This one is for weekly challenge number 887 and the topic of intake. My story is simply entitled, An Exercise in Dialogue, Jargon, and Atmosphere. Klaxons screeched as red alert beacons flared to life.
Operations report, Captain Klein ordered.
Sir, we have reports of fires on all decks. It appears to have spread through ventilation shafts, Ops Commander Willis answered. The fire suppression system is bringing most under containment, she continued.
Captain Klein turned to their science officer.
Where did this come from, Lee?
Not certain, Captain, but the perimeter breach was via the propulsion system's atmospheric flight coolant intakes, Lieutenant Lee answered.
Those should be fully sealed while underway. We need answers as to how they opened during standard NVOS operations, the captain declared.
Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
They stripped me naked, put me in purple scrubs, and wheeled me over to a suicide watch room. Strapped to a bed for 12 hours without food or sleep, while an intern watched me. I did get some water and pissed in a jug. Then I was wheeled to an ambulance, dumped into a room with chairs bolted to the floor. I used the pen from the intake forms to write out notes on a paper shopping bag I found on the floor. Pulling the wire from my face mask, thinking to myself, should I stick it in an electrical socket?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of intake. Did you enjoy them? Well, let everyone know what you thought about them in the comments. And, I think they'll appreciate it. I know if you wrote a story, and people left a comment in there saying how much they liked it, I think you'd enjoy that. So the topics for next week, it's topics, so it's obviously a pick two. Forward, bleak, exterior, black hole, videotape, and stakes. S-T-A-K-E-S. Although you could do stakes, S-T-E-A-K-S. However you want to do it. Is this a suggestion? You can write about anything, really. That's what I often do during the week, although, as of late, it's been about a certain pirate. So, that'll be coming up tomorrow. And until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.